This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're talking Wiggy, that would be Cliff of Dover, since it was Cliff's Kingsbury. Mm. Great song. Probably never heard that chime. Courtney?
No, nope.
I had never heard it.
No. Curtis?
Yeah, and
not.
Cliff's Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Were there any words?
No words. Instrumental. I'm in a guitar instrumental mood because of the passing of Rick Derringer today. So, Eric Johnson, the artist there. Curtis, big news from Turkey. Am I correct about that?
I have to say, we might have to do a road show in Turkey.
Okay.
So, the country of Turkey has just announced that airline passengers who stand up before the plane arrives at the gate and before the seatbelt warning is turned off will face a $67 fine.
Oh, preach.
Praise.
I mean,
the Lord.
Talk about something all of America could get behind.
Yep.
Right.
The
Sit
biggest
down.
A-holes in America.
We all get off the same way that we have gotten off for centuries.
Yep.
Like, one seat goes, the seat behind it goes.
Right.
Stop trying to push your way to the front. You're not getting anywhere.
I don't get it. And nobody wants their... your ass in their face.
Right.
You know, we all want to get up and stretch, mm-hmm. believe me, but I don't think it's right that you get up, and if I'm sitting on an aisle seat, mm-hmm. your ass is right in my, right in my face.
But people get shamed all the time for it, and they still do it.
Because people don't care.
Ugh.
It's people just, the other thing.
Nobody wants that except Steph Diggs on a boat in Miami.
Yes.
What?
The only thing that I find so, like, I don't understand is the people that do that you then see waiting for their checked bag. Like, if you're trying to get somewhere, if you just have the luggage with you and you want to run off the plane, you're a douche, but at least you're getting the hell out of Logan. When you're just running to get off the plane to then wait 20 minutes for your luggage at the baggage claim, don't you feel like an even bigger moron?
Stupid.
Can I ask for a douche move ruling?
Yes.
Because yesterday I was trying to park, if you know South Boston, on West Broadway, there is like a little parking lot next to what used to be the Bank of America. It's now a closed building. It's a big brick building.
Yep.
Right across from Sweat House. And so I usually try to park over there when I'm going into Sweat House. I had an appointment. And people were getting into their getting into their cars, they see you waiting for a spot because all the spots are taken. You put your blinker on and then they just sit there in their cars.
Yeah.
Is it a douche move to do that, or is it because you've got that spot? You know, there's no time limit. You can sit there for as long as you want.
No, what are they doing when they're sitting?
Scrolling on their phone.
No, it's a douche move.
That is kind of like they should be aware of their surroundings. And know that somebody's waiting for the spot.
I was getting so frustrated
yesterday.
Did you
not peep at them and say, hey, are you going out?
I beeped at one of them, and I got out of my car at one point, went up to the window and said, are you leaving? She said yes and continued to sit there. That's when I beeped.
Yeah.
And then she looked out like I was crazy.
Yeah, that's a douche move.
Ugh.
Definite douche.
Yeah, if you're not waiting for somebody, and if you are waiting for somebody, then you'd be like, you know, well, I'm waiting or wave them off. But if you're just sitting there, it's like, get in your car, get the hell out of there, let the next person. People do it, and whether it's, you know, grocery stores or Walmarts or wherever, they kind of just sit, they take their time to pull out.
Texter would like to know if Turkey is fining those who put their luggage in an overhead bin over somebody else's seat.
Now, we have to be nice. Santo's coming tomorrow night.
That is a douche move, though.
And it's not if they're told by the flight attendant to do that.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited that Santo's coming.
I know. He was like, oh, I might not go if the weather's not good. So I hope that the weather changes.
Is he going to be pre-gaming?
Yeah, he would be with us.
My favorite thing about douche move rulings are the people in the Twitch chat that reveal themselves to be the douche because they get mad about the conversation. This guy, Shahay, says, you stand up so you get out like normal people. People who sit there and take their time are a-holes. You must like it when people sit at green lights, too. No, the middle of the plane, the walkway, is reserved for the people whose turn it is to deplane. If you get there before your turn to get up, you're an a-hole.
If you're standing up, pushing forward on everybody,
right,
and then the people are trying to get out of their seat and they got to push you back to get their bag out of the overhead bin, you're creating a complete cluster F.
Yeah.
I feel like flying with someone is a prerequisite before moving in or getting married.
Yeah.
Because you learn almost everything you need to know about someone based on how they get off a plane.
I treat the airplane like I treat church. I wait for each row to get up, go like a church pew, you know, wait for the usher to come down, and then that's the way it should be. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't live in that world.
All right. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
I don't know how many losing seasons we're going to be expected to experience here. I don't know why we're expected to lower our expectations for so long. We got almost $40 million on the DL right now. We got guys that can't make contact with a baseball that are making huge money. We got guys that can't catch and throw making huge money.
Well, Trevor's story is a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
What a horrible signing. I mean, honestly, just never made any sense. Hasn't been healthy. He's finally healthy and he sucks.
They're kind of, what are they sitting on when it comes to Yoshida? $70
million? Yep. Something along those lines.
Not great.
It is the Greg Hill jinx, though. Like, what? Everybody that That's has true. Come on the show.
Story stunk before he was on the show.
Yeah, but he was hurt, so training. We didn't really know. He came on the show. Boom, stinks.
Yeah.
Giolito.
Boom, stinks.
Stinks.
Liam Hendricks.
Liam. Boy, he needs awful. A walkabout. Because he hasn't been good.
He does need a walkabout.
Yeah.
Right
Cora was on the show. Yeah. You know, he's not doing Bregman. Poor Bregman. He was doing good, and he got hurt.
You know who didn't come on the show? Rafael
right,
Devers.
Right.
There we go.
The Greg Hill show is like.
He did wave to him.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Hey, like, Ralphie.
He's like, what's up, brother?
Raphael's never.
The Greg Hill show is like the Madden cover. If you come on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Go ahead, Sean.
No longer ever allowed on the Greg Hill show. Curtis calling Courtney bougie after saying, I've been to the Bears Cub at least 2 dozen times, pompous tool.
Well, what is the factual. Bears Club?
I don't know.
It's the very elite golf club that Jack Nicklaus owns. A bunch of guys, Dustin Johnson.
Oh, pretty.
Where is it? Is it in Florida?
Jupiter.
Yeah,
Jupiter.
Okay. Right. Very nice. Been there a couple dozen times.
Not bad.
Very nice.
Yep.
Whose number were you using?
John Curtis.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, Greggy, listen. After watching Forged in Foxborough, episode 1, I feel like running through a brick wall for Mike Vrabel, guy. That's my coach. We're going to be contenders this year. Believe me. Trust it. Also, come on, Greg. Get off my guy Devers. He's winning with the bat. Come on. If Breslow was smart, he'd read the room. Get off your pissed off player and get some prospects that we got. Call them up. Come on, guy. Also, Celtics fans, 18 banners, guy. What are we complaining about? We're going to be in the playoffs next year. 18 banners. Come on, guys. And last but not least, Greg, we the Puerto Ricans have traded Jennifer Lopez for you, Greg. You're officially Puerto Rican, my guy. Wepa! Also,
right.
Greg, you can tell Courtney and Wiggy that they're invited to the barbecue, and Curtis, except for Chime. After that horrible display, you're not invited to the barbecue, Puerto Rican barbecue, my guy. Mm-mm. God bless you all. Let's go.
Wow, not
Hell
bad.
Yeah.
Trade for J-Lo.
Yeah.
Welcome to
J-Lo. That's a blockbuster deal.
Hey, that's the Boricua culture now.
Who has the bigger butt?
Actually, I am often complimented on my butt.
Save that.
You are?
Huh?
You
right.
are?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah.
Your pants are always falling down.
Right.
You get an occasional peach emoji. Yeah. My legs cascade up into a gorgeous butt.
Your back of your head goes straight down to your head.
Some say my butt is gorgina.
Wow.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Well, you're now Puerto Rican, though.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show. Order in the court. The Honorable Judge Gregory Hill presiding.
Thank you, bailiff. This is the People versus Shine. Miss Coco, would you please present the plaintiff's case?
I have it on an anonymous source that Mr. Shine did indeed imbibe in Chick-fil-A before he had my pizza.
Mr. Shine, how do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor. This is a lie, and I did not have sex with that, eat that sandwich.
You mind if I may interject? As an expert on eating, Mr.
Mr. Shine did indeed imbibe in Chick-fil-A, but he liquefied it, shoved a tube down his throat, and placed the contents directly in his stomach, thereby not chewing it, so he did not engage in the act of eating.
Well, it's a technicality, but Mr. Shine, this court finds you not guilty.
Yes! Oh my God, I just realized my source was Richard Cranium!
Nope. Source was a blood relative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good source.
Yeah.
Who apparently chose you over his own brother.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I don't get, Shime.
I don't either, man.
Is he in the wedding?
What?
Is he in the wedding?
Not anymore.
Okay. Ooh. That's what I would do. Bounce him right out.
No, Kyle seems like a very nice man.
Is it all when it comes to groomsmen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are there any Pokemon aficionados that are part of the group?
Yeah, my best man is a Pokemon aficionado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Pokemon-themed bachelor party, maybe? Huh?
Probably not, but you never know.
Shime,
I might dabble in some Pokemon cards.
As like your groomsmen gifts, maybe you do like the cufflinks of the Pokemon characters.
Ooh, interesting. So like Charizard cufflinks.
Yeah, that would be a cute.
We're running late.
So the stripper comes out of Pikachu?
Oh, in a Pikachu costume.
There you go.
Where is the bachelor party?
I have no idea.
Oh.
When is the anime event next year?
Whatever that rejoin song was exactly Shime's vibe. I didn't know there was a vibe for not being able to drive it past the women's tees.
Well played. Touché, good sir.
What did you say was your vibe? The Will Dorado song?
Yeah, great song. Yeah, song was a vibe.
It's a great song.
Shime played that way, and he's still trash-talking in golf when I tune in on Monday.
Never stopping.
Mark my words, bachelor party will be golf.
Oh, they're
golf
probably
theme. It will be a golf trip.
Well, no.
100%.
Good morning, Jerome. You know absolutely nothing about sports. Put your toes on the grass, dumbass. Professional players, not all city catchers, make those decisions. People who know what the hell they're doing. Don't forget, you're the same guy that went 2-9 coaching football, a sport that you supposedly know something about.
Well, that was because of the union.
And refs.
I was handcuffed. Yes.
Well, and he said yesterday, actually, football is the sport he knows the least about.
I do. That is the least.
You played in the NFL.
Well, what's that mean? Brooksy plays in. He played Major League Baseball.
Did you play high school baseball, though?
I did. All-city catcher.
Because there's a controversy over that. People have been looking it up and say they can't verify it.
That's cap.
Well, I'm just telling you what. I got DMs about it this morning.
You need proof?
Well, I mean,
he's many things. He's not a liar.
I've seen the photos of you and your hoop career at East Boston.
Courtney, what's that say down on the bottom side?
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm not hard to find. Like, it's Weird Waldo.
1991 EBHS Varsity Baseball.
Now,
and they're
scroll out.
Hard flex having that on your phone.
No, somebody sent it to
me. A
picture
of you and your high school baseball team.
And am I hot to find in that picture?
Nope. I see you.
I'm the only brother in the picture.
Sick brag, bro.
That's it.
You were looking for the giant
tall
head.
Too.
Yeah. I'm the only brother in the picture.
Look at.
So I'm not hard to find.
Really?
Yeah. Send that to Mitch.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good photo.
91.
Yeah.
Varsity team.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
I was just born.
And it's not like it's not like this cap because I'm the only brother in the photo. And I was tall in high school.
You were, really tall.
You actually remained tall.
That's right. That was like 6'3 my freshman year. And that was it. I never stopped growing.
Good morning, Coco and gents. Greg, regarding those hoodies that you have collected, a great idea would be to come up with some kind of gimmick promotion giveaway to the listeners. Because I, for one, would really like a WAAF concert 1996 hoodie.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I guess I will save them in a storage place or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot of foundation things. There's a lot of AAF memorabilia. There's all that stuff. But maybe you just say goodbye to that stuff and move on.
I got to tell you, Wiggy just sent us his baseball team.
Yeah.
Very well fed.
Yeah. How's a big boy?
Not you, your teammate.
You're tall. Oh, yeah, yeah. We
nourish.
He's one of them corn fed country boys. We ate good in East Boston. That Italian food will get you right, Curtis.
Amen. That's my life. I would eat Italian all day, every day.
Yeah. Those are good old days.
Amen.
Well, those are today's Hill Notes, and they were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.